So the reading is written in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 3 to 6, and is to be found on page 1173 in the Church Bible. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thanks so much, Patsy. Morning, everyone. Who likes cake? So, yeah, I like cake. Here we go. Here, good. You can put your hands down. Look at this. Look at this. I know the whoop that's... Ooh, ooh. I love cake. Coffee and walnut cake. This isn't coffee and walnut cake. I love coffee and walnut cake. A lemon drizzle cake. Victoria sponge. The layers, the filling, the jam, the icing, the sprinkles. I love it. I love cake. If I were to give this cake to you, this would be a great gift, wouldn't it? I would be blessing you by giving you this cake. Now, I'm sorry to disappoint you. I'm not going to give you this cake now, but I will get it cut up and it'll be available in the atrium for tea and coffee afterwards. Do stick around for that if you want to get a taste of that yummy cake. It would be a blessing for me to give you that cake. But our passage says that God has blessed us, not just with a cake like that, but with every spiritual blessing in Christ. It's not just a cake on offer for you to receive. There is Christ on offer for you to receive. That is Jesus Christ. That is why I've labeled. Look at that. That's the extent of my skills on that. Every spiritual blessing in Christ, to use the language of our reading. And over the next 4 weeks, we're going to be looking at this amazing chapter in Ephesians and find out what some of those spiritual blessings are, what some of the layers of the cake are, because we're going to cut inside the cake, metaphorically speaking, and see what's inside and have a taste and see how good it is. We're going to see how, taste the cake, see how good the Lord is. We're going to see what God has done for us. And today we're tasting the first layer of that cake. That if we've made Jesus our own, God has adopted us into his family. Now, that doesn't mean that we're not part of our families anymore, which is a good thing because my parents are visiting today and that would be an awkward thing to say. But as we talk about family, let me say straight away that lots of us will be from really loving homes, including me, let me say. Sadly, that won't be true of all of us. And even knowing the love of our families doesn't mean it doesn't hurt when we're left on the outside. If we're picked last in the football game, or we're left out of the friendship group, or we're not invited to the birthday party. Maybe we have something to say, but no one to say it to. Maybe we're hurt by the people who we thought loved us most. Or maybe you hear that invitation to being part of God's family and you think, I'm not good enough. Why would he want me, given what I know is in my past, given what I know I'm like, given what he knows I'm like, given what's going on in my present today? Or maybe you even think, actually, being adopted into God's family, I don't need that. I've already got lots of friends. I've got a great family already. That's not for me. Well, let me say, I'm so glad you're here. Because whoever we are, whatever our background, and whatever we've done, and whatever we've been through, however old we are, however young we are, God says to each one of us, you can be adopted into my family. And that's an extraordinary thing because it gives us a status we can't earn for ourselves. And it gives us a relationship we couldn't create by ourselves. That means that we're not left on the outside. We're not alone. And we'll never be thrown out. Verse 5 in our reading. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will. It feels good, doesn't it, when you get the invitation to that birthday party? It feels great. But to be chosen by the living God, that is another level. To be getting his invitation is another level. But chosen for what? That's the question. What are we being invited to? Are we being invited to being his servant to do the dishes? Are we being invited to tidy his room? Are we being invited to do his dirty work for him? That sounds naff. Or maybe we're being chosen to become his acquaintance. Someone who sees us once a year, who sends us the odd message. Or maybe we're being chosen to be his distant relative, who you know is there but has nothing to do with you. God has much, much bigger plans than that. He adopts us as his children. And it doesn't get closer than that. It doesn't get closer than that. It actually says into sonship, which is what Jesus is. He is the Son. He is his Son. So think of Jesus' relationship with the Father, the beloved, one and only Son and heir who inherits the whole world. We get to share that status of son and heir. By the way, whether a boy or whether we're a girl, the sonship word, it's a legal word that says whatever is Jesus's now is ours too. And the most important bit of that is that we're his adopted children, that as his adopted children, we get to call the God of the universe, the one who made the stars, the one who made each one of us, we get to call him Father. Not general.
Yes, sir.
Not boss. Not head teacher. Not acquaintance. Not distant relative, Father. He loves us with a tender, fatherly love. And so he cares for us, and he leads us, and he speaks to us, and he warns us. He's with us. Now, I know some of us are or have been involved in fostering or adoption, and that is a beautiful thing for us to see. It gives us a picture of what this is about. My mic is a bit funny, isn't it? Sorry. We have a godson. He was adopted by some friends of ours about 6 years ago. Before that, he wasn't part of their family. Our friends, they already had a child. But when they adopted our godson, what was hers became his too. He wasn't just given a cupboard under the stairs. He wasn't just given the leftovers of every meal. He gets the whole thing, the house, the food, the toys, the parents. And he calls them mum and dad, and they call him son. And they're with him, and they love him, and they are for him. And it gives us a beautiful picture of what God does in adoption. His adopted children get it all. And now, according to his pleasure and will, that is his delight and power, He chooses you. But how does that work? How does that work? Maybe it's a bit like a football club trial. You know, maybe he sets us some drills in life. He sees how we do, how skillful we are at life, how sporting we are with other people. And he takes notes on his heavenly clipboard. And then he makes a decision as to whether we're in or we're out. And he sends us an email to tell us a few days later whether we're in or not. That would be awful, wouldn't it? That would be awful. Because even if we did get in, the moment we'd had a bad day, we'd worry that we weren't good enough anymore, that we were going to be dropped, thrown out. But that's not how adoption works. The wonderful thing is that it's not down to us, because we'd mess it up. It is all down to Jesus. We're adopted to sonship through Jesus, through Jesus Christ. Not through our own efforts, through Jesus Christ, through what Jesus did by dying on the cross for you and for me. We'll find out more about that next week. We're not good enough on our own, but to get into his team, we don't get into his family by achievement. We get into his family by adoption. So there's nothing for us to do. It's a gift. It's a glorious gift. And because it's a gift, it's safe. It's definitely ours. Our relationship with God through Jesus is secure. But the language of adoption is also helpful to recognize, gives us something else that it's helpful to recognize. What it implies is that we're not children automatically. We're not children by default. We're adopted into it. We're brought in. A change happens. We were on the outside, in the dark, in the cold. But he invites us into the palace to be in the family of the heavenly king. And that's a gift. A gift that he offers to all, and a gift that needs to be received. You know, I can hold out that cake to you, but if you don't receive it, it's not yours. Which means putting our faith, our trust, our hope in Jesus, receiving him, so we can receive every spiritual blessing in him. Because when we do that, we get this adoption certificate. Here we go. Ooh, let's see if this works. Here we go. You've got it on the screen as well, in case you can't see that. It says, I hereby certify that you have been adopted into the family of God the Father. That this was made possible through all my own achievement. No, through Jesus Christ. And the date that was arranged, by the way, was before the creation of the world. This is a long one to write now. You can read that. Before the creation of the world. You know what that means? That means that you weren't an afterthought. Before he even made the... Before you were born, he even made the world, he had his eye on you. So, brother and sister in Christ, if you feel forgotten at school, or at work, or even in your family, or in your community, in your life, remember you have been adopted into the family of God the Father. And church is just the local expression of that. We want to be family to one another. Because in Christ, we really are brothers and sisters to one another. Or if the last week has gone badly, so badly that you think that God will have to drop you, remember your adoption by him wasn't achieved by you. It was achieved by Jesus. So let him dust you down. Let him pick you up for whatever the next week holds. You're safe with him. Or when the world or a teacher or maybe something inside you says, go and make a name for yourself. Go and make it, build yourself a reputation. Create an identity for yourself. Praise God. Praise God, because he has already graciously given you the identity to be all identities. That you are a dearly loved, adopted child of the living God. And we get to call him Father. Let me pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much that in Christ there is every spiritual blessing. That when we know him, we are adopted into your family. That his status becomes our status. That the relationship he has with you becomes the relationship we have with you. And I pray that that would make all the difference in the difficult times, in the hard times, in the normal times, in the great times. Knowing that we can call you Father. And Father, if there are people here who know that maybe is true academically, but it isn't yet true for them in their heart, Father, please be with them. Help them to know that there is a family that you offer to them in Christ. That there is hope and peace and life as your children of God, adopted into your family. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.